Little Big Bear.
Hello. Welcome to you.
Now, as you were my woman.
Mahashi Wells visited us on many occasions.
I know.
But it's lovely to have you here.
Yeah.
Are you together? What,
no.
Is she with you?
I know you know of her.
Right.
You all pick up information in relation to me.
That makes sense. It's the nature. It's yes, that all makes so much sense.
I did not intend to speak, but you all very good.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm so glad you decided to speak to us, though.
I, a man of few words.
Were you a chief in your time, or was that your father?
My father.
It was Great Bear.
Yeah. Me. Big small bear.
Big small bear. Little bear.
Little bear. Nahashiwa.
Did you like to lay in the field of yellow, looking up at the sky together?
We gave much to all of nature.
Of course.
Nature was important. It fed us. It clothed us. And of course, the animals were always welcomed by us.
Of course, you always gave thanks for all those things.
For the river, for the land, for all that we had.
Do you think modern day man is very much more unkind towards the planet, and we take things so much more for granted?
No more than has been
before.
In the past.
No, of course. No.
Just different ideas.
Yes.
I have much hope for all of mankind.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. I do. I see only goodness in the most hearts.
While you're here, would you mind if I asked you a personal question that you may be able to find out?
Yes, if I can.
When I was a little girl, I actually felt that I had been a Red Indian at some time in a past life, and I didn't know what past lives were then, and I was told not to think about such nonsense by the people around me. Can you confirm for me that that was actually so?
You belong to Cherokees. Yes, true.
Right. Wonderful. I've always felt I had. Yeah.
You remember.
I do.
You read, learn about those times.
Oh, thank you very much. I will. That's wonderful. Thank you for telling me that.
And before I leave you, remember Nahashiwa, She good person.
I
know. Me not so good. Ah, very good.
But you are a warrior. You were doing what you knew, only what you've been told and shown.
Yes, we had very hard times.
You did.
Yeah.
Your history is very, very troubled. Also, can I ask another quick question about the Indians?
She woman talk much. Yes, you may.
I was reading that Native American Indians actually originated from Asia, and they walked to the Americas from Asia centuries and centuries before, and the history books don't really talk about that.
Yeah. The history books that you call them are false in many cases. Not tell truth. We not cruel peoples.
No, not at all.
We had much land, much love. Looked after all animals.
Your lives were in balance so much.
Yes. All these things that are written now, some people will never believe, but it happened. We considered ourselves the guardians of all that is good. Of all the trees, the plants, the water, all things.
So you came from a very, very ancient civilization that decided to emigrate.
It was necessity. Necessity drives you when you need to eat.
Yes, yes. And of course, the buffalo and the bison gave you everything that you needed.
Yes. And because of that, we were a scorned people.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to apologize to you for how Westerners treated you.
No need. No need. There is no a resentment from my peoples, all the peoples of those times. You understand that?
I do. I often think of it. What Jesus said, what was it? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I think it's so true.
Yes, you talk of your religion. Our religion was the sun, the moon, the stars.
Absolutely. Yeah, but it's something that the Jesus as a person said.
Yes.
And it is, that's very relevant, isn't it? They know not what they do. It could be attributed to lots of things and times.
Jan asked you if you came from Asia, and you said
I did not know any land had names. Our history telling was all about experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, there's been much misunderstanding. Yeah.
But did you move on to other places because there was famine or
wherever there was good water, good food,
we moved.
Right, yes.
We were very nomadic at one point.
But the United States gave them everything they needed. But we're going back thousands of years.
Now I have to go.
Yeah. Well, that has been absolutely it's been wonderful to talk to you. Thank you
so much. I give you all a beaded necklace for yourselves. Mm-hmm. I give it to each one of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take them with us.
Yes.
And give our love to Natasha.
Yeah.
And to you.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, still people move around on the planet looking for...